I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. This week, the victims of the Boston terror bombings are being honored in different ways. That's how we start off today's show. Yesterday, the city of Boston paused for a moment of silence at 2:50 p.m., the same time when, 1 week earlier, explosions went off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. More than 180 people were injured by the explosions. Around 50 of them are still in the hospital. Three people were killed in the attack. Memorial services for two of them, Crystal Campbell and Lingzhu Liu, were held on Monday. The surviving suspect, Jakar Tsarnaev, has been in the hospital since he was arrested last Friday. He can't talk because of his injuries, but he's communicating with investigators by nodding his head. Yesterday, he was charged with using a weapon of mass destruction and with malicious destruction of property by means of an explosive device. If he's convicted, those charges could result in the death penalty. When he was arrested, the suspect was not read his Miranda rights. There's been some debate about that. We'll get into it in just a minute. But first, Gene Casares is going to explain a little more about Miranda rights.
The Miranda warning is constitutionally based, and it's very important for every single citizen in this country. Because let's say you are being interrogated by law enforcement. You don't feel free to leave, and you say things that incriminate yourself. They could be used later on in a court of law against you. So it is very important to have knowledge of that and to be given notice of that. The Miranda warnings was born from a case in Arizona, Miranda versus Arizona. It was a man being prosecuted for domestic violence. And all of his statements were let in when he was not given a warning. He didn't know that they could be. So here's what happens. Let's say someone is being interrogated. The Miranda warning is you have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you. You have a right to have an attorney present.
Officers don't have to read a suspect his or her Miranda rights. If they don't, it usually means that anything the suspect tells police cannot be used as evidence. But for this case, the federal government is using something called the public safety exception. It says investigators can question a suspect before reading the Miranda rights if the investigators believe there's a threat to public safety, and those statements can be used at trial. During the manhunt for the surviving bombing suspect last Friday, a lot of Boston and the surrounding suburbs were on lockdown. Businesses didn't open. People didn't go to work. A city that was already reeling from the human cost of the violence suddenly had to deal with an economic cost as well. Christine Romans examines that impact.
Economists say the losses from shutting Boston down for a day are big, but short term, and that many businesses and the broader Boston economy will be able to absorb and make up for those losses. James Diffley from IHS Global Research says it could be as much as a third or a quarter of Boston's daily business that was shut down on Friday. Boston is a big economy. That's a lot of money. The Boston metropolitan area produces $325 billion worth of goods and services every year. That's a little less than $1 billion a day. So think of that, a third to a quarter of that just gone from Friday. And of course, Boston is the ninth largest GDP in the country. So it is a big American city shut down. Everything stopped Friday. Businesses closed. Public transit, known in Boston as the T, shut down. 16 of the area's 35 colleges had canceled classes, including Harvard, MIT, Boston University, Northeastern. Most taxis were off the roads and shopping centers were shut. But while many people worked from home or had the day off, some workers actually couldn't be busier. Thousands of law enforcement officials and workers, hospital workers, hotel employees working overtime. Some Dunkin' Donuts locations stayed open as well, reportedly at the request of first responders. There was a lot of business there. There are insurance claims businesses can file for terrorism-related losses if it's covered. An analyst at Risk Management Solutions says that property damage claims are likely to be less than $1 million. It will be the business interruption that will be what is going to cost some companies money, and it's going to be difficult for small businesses to get back that revenue, meet their payroll.